We find that regarding the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, there is a dispute how and who will build it. There is one opinion that says that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third temple, is up in heaven, ready to come down from heaven and be revealed, as it says in the Pasuk, Mikdash Adni Koinenu Yodecha, Hashem built the Beis HaMikdash. Another opinion says that the building of the third Beis HaMikdash will be built by man. Who will build it? Mashiach will build the third Beis HaMikdash. To put these two opinions together, that they shouldn't be contradictory between each other, one could say a few explanations. One could say as follows, that the sources of how do we know where to build the Beis HaMikdash from, some of the places that it's brought down where to build the Beis HaMikdash is from Mishnayos Midos, where it describes the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And there are also psukim in Yechezkel, verses in Yechezkel, that Yechezkel the Navi had a nevuah, had a prophecy about the building of the third temple, of how the Jewish people shall build it. Now the psukim in Yechezkel are very mysterious and unclear. They are not explained and not explicit of exactly what we're supposed to do. It's kind of tricky to understand how to build the Beis HaMikdash from what it says in Yechezkel. And therefore one could say that the parts of the Beis HaMikdash that we do understand ourselves how to build from the clear description what it says in Mishnayos Midos of how the second Beis HaMikdash was built, so then we will know how to build the third Beis HaMikdash. But the unclear parts that are in the verses of Yechezkel, that will be added by Hashem. That will explain us and reveal to us how to build it. And we find this, that part of it is from our part, and part of it is from Hashem. We find this also about the fire on the Mizbeach, that there's a mitzvah that there should constantly be a continuing burning fire on the Mizbeach. And yet, we find that in the Beis HaMikdash, a fire came down from heaven to consume the Karbonis. So, the part that we can do, we have to do. And the part that Hashem does, Hashem does. There is another way how we can explain these two opinions, by what it says, a Pasuk, in Eicha, in the Lamentations, about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Pasuk, Tovu ba'oretz she'oreha, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash sunk into the ground and weren't burnt with the rest of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash explains that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash are actually being hidden and put away in the place of where they stood in the Temple Mount. And when the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, will come down and be revealed from heaven, then the gates will be elevated and taken out of their place and put back on the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out that what? That Hashem is truly going to send down the Beis HaMikdash from heaven. But from our part, we will put up the gates. And if you put up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, it will be considered as if we built it. Now, who are these two opinions? The two opinions, the opinion that it has to be built by man, is brought in Rambam, in his Sefer of Halachas, about the time of Mashiach, that Uban HaMikdash B'mkoymei, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash and restore it to its original state. The source of where it says that the Beis HaMikdash will come down from heaven, that is in Midrashim and in Zohar, which is Pnimius HaTorah. So now we can understand the difference between the two opinions. The Rambam is a Sefer of Halachas. What us human beings Jewish people have to do. And therefore he emphasizes the part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which is done through us, and through us doing our part, we are fulfilling our mitzvah in a complete way. Whereas the stuff that's going to, the parts of the Beis HaMikdash that are going to come down from heaven, that is not up to us to do. It's not within our reach, it's not in our hands. The Zohar is speaking about the complete state of the Beis HaMikdash as it will be, La'asid Lavei, on a greater level than the previous Batei Mikdash, the first one and the second one. The first one and the second one were destroyed. Why? Because they were built by human beings, which their actions of their hands are limited. Whereas the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built from Hashem. And therefore, it will have in it godly potential, which makes it everlasting and eternal. And therefore, the Zohar can explain not what we have to do, but the ultimate level, the high level of which the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be, that it will be a building built by Hashem, and therefore it will be everlasting.